Okay, I'm close. I know I'm close to the ultimate sexual breakthrough in the history of the world. Let me just finish mixing this formula. 1 tablespoon of ground horse hoof, check. 1/2 tablespoon of ground cat's claw. 1 tablespoon of ground gorilla nails. A pinch of rabbit fur. 1 tablespoon of artificial rhino horn. 1 cup of goat's milk from a 7-year-old mama goat. And finally, the secret ingredient. I better double check to make sure the door is locked. No one can ever know what the final ingredient of this potion really is. I have worked for years to accomplish something no other scientist has ever done. In my basement, hidden away from prying eyes, I have created the impossible. Now, to mix well, if my calculations are correct, and I know they are, and the ingredients are pure, and I know they are, I will become the first official artificial futanari in history. All right, bottoms up. Tastes like shit, but who gives a damn? In about 5 minutes, I should start growing a futacock. My boyfriend is going to be so surprised. Every night, it's the same old thing. He comes home from work and says, "Hey, baby, is dinner ready?" He then sits down without a word, drinks a beer or 6, eats dinner in his lounge chair, and falls asleep watching SportsCenter. 2 hours later, he calls me away from whatever I'm doing and tells me to give him a blowjob. No kissing, no foreplay. No talking nice, just, "Hey baby, I'm horny, come give me a fucking blowjob." Well, tonight is going to be totally different. Oh my god. Oh my god, I feel it working. I knew it would, but there's always a little doubt when creating something that changes the world. I'm just gonna pull up my dress and watch my new cock grow. Wow. I wonder how big it will get. I made sure to add the ground horse hoof, so I'm hoping it will grow as big as a horse cock. Oh my goodness, look at the clock. It's almost time for my boyfriend to get home. I gotta go upstairs and make a special dinner. And now, for the final ingredient for a wonderful night. Let me just add a small blue pill to his dish. What the hell, let's make it 2. And he's right on time. Hi, honey. I made a special dinner for my hardworking man. And I have a cold beer ready for you. Why don't you sit down in your lounger and I will bring you your dinner? Here you go. Here, sweetheart, a nice dinner for my man. And of course, a couple beers. Let me turn on the SportsCenter for you. Enjoy your dinner and call me after your nap and I will suck your cock really good. La 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 la. Yes. Okay, I'm coming. You say you're ready for me to suck your fucking cock? Well, before I suck your cock, I want to show you something. See this? No, it's not a new TV remote. No, it's not a strange-looking vibrator. It's a remote for a shock collar. No, I didn't buy a dog. Well, the collar is specifically made for a person. And that person happens to be you. Stop yelling at me. Remember when I came and gave you a nice long hug just when you were falling asleep? You must remember, You told me you weren't ready for your blowjob yet. Well, that's when I put the shock collar around your waist. Yes, that's right. Just check it out. That's not your regular belt. I had it made into a shock collar. Or a shock belt, if you prefer. Anyways, just shut up and listen to me. I am goddamn tired of you treating me like your cum dumpster. Wanting me to suck your cock every night and not giving me anything in return. I said shut the fuck up. From now on, you are going to treat me better. Tonight, I have 3 surprises for you. 1 was a nice dinner. 2 is a shock collar around your waist that is locked in place, and I have the only key. You don't believe me? Then here is a small sample. I said shut up, goddammit. Take this. Now, let's speak in quiet voices. There's no need to yell. Do you believe me now? Yes, you do. Good. What's that? Your cock is so hard it hurts? Well, I did put a couple of pills in your dinner tonight. Tonight, you will learn what it means to be blue-balled. Now, I want to show you my 3rd surprise. Let me just slowly raise my skirt. What's that? Did I shave my pussy? You wish. Actually, I have grown a nice, big cock. Oh, it's real, all right. You better fucking believe it's real, and it's much larger than your average dick. I have invented a formula that grows Buddha cocks. For the next several hours, I'm going to get payback for you treating me like shit night after night. Tonight, I'm going to rail your motherfucking mouth and your goddamn ass until I'm satisfied. I'm going to enjoy fucking your damn throat so much, since that is what you do to me. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ, I have been thinking about this all day, and I am so damn horny. Now get up and take your fucking clothes off. Get up. Don't make me shock you again. I have it on the lowest setting, you lazy bastard, but I can turn it up a notch. I just don't understand you. When we met, you treated me like a queen. You even called me your queen. But then I let you move in with me, and almost immediately you became a lazy fucking shithead. Holy fucking hell, you take me for granted, and I am pissed off beyond belief. Tonight, I get my revenge. Good, very good. Now that you're naked, get on your knees. I'm now going to remove all of my clothes and stand in front of you. Yes, look at me as I undress. I see you are staring at my cock. Impressive, isn't it? You ask how big? Well, the formula that I invented allows me to grow a cock of any size I desire. Since this is my first time using it, I don't have the dosage perfected yet. However, to answer your question on this occasion, it has grown to the size of 14 inches long and 6 inches around. You say, God damn it. So you are definitely impressed? I'm so glad you approve. Now I'm going to walk over to you, and I want you to open your mouth. You ask why? Isn't it obvious? I already told you. You are going to suck my cock tonight. I've been sucking yours night after night. Now it's my turn to feel your soft warm lips wrapped around my new cock. So open your goddamn mouth, bitch. No. You said no? Let me give you a little reminder of who's in charge here. I have turned up the setting on your shock belt. And just push the button. Yes, you fucking weasel, scream for me. Do it. Scream. Okay, that's enough for now. Are you ready to open your mouth? I thought you would be. I will use my hand and lift my heavy cock and place it in your mouth. Take it, you little bastard. Stop complaining. You were never gentle with me, always telling me to deep throat your dick and ordering me to choke on it. Well, now it's your turn. Suck my cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, good boy. I want you to actually suck on the head. Suck it. Now lick up and down the full length. Just like that. Come on, use your whole tongue. Open your mouth wide. I know you can open it wider than that. I see it all the time when you yell at me. Come on. Swirl your tongue around the head just like that. Just like I would do to you. Don't be shy. Get into it. You have to do it, so why not enjoy yourself? Yes, bitch, get into it. Fuck. Come on. Take the whole head in your mouth. Come on, you can do it. Just like that. Move your tongue just like that. Oh, yes. Come on. Lick all the way down to my balls. On all the way back up. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Shithead, this feels so goddamn amazing. I can see why you like me sucking your cock so much. All those nights I didn't know what I was missing out on. And you were getting all the pleasure. I should have got this formula ready sooner. Fuck. Now use both hands. Rub up and down the shaft as you lick and suck the head. You know how it's done. After all, when I'm not sucking you, I've seen you playing with yourself, always jacking on your own cock. So jack off my cock while you suck it. Fuck. Just like that. Come on. Put a little pressure behind those hands. Oh, fuck. Your mouth feels good. No teeth. Don't even touch me with them. I swear to God, I'll shock you if you do. Come on. All right. I've never felt anything like this before. Now, I'm gonna take your head in my hands, and I'm gonna fuck the shit out of your face. Don't try to speak. I'm about to choke you with this massive fucking stick. So you better concentrate on not biting me. And of course, on breathing. Here goes. Open wide. Fuck. Oh, that feels so good. Just come on. Fuck yeah. Fuck. Holy fucking hell, that feels so good. God damn it. This is so goddamn good. Come on, take it, bitch. Choke for me. Fuck. Fuck. Come on. Just like I have done every fucking night. As I thrust my hips into your fucking face. Oh, God. I've never had these feelings before. But I am about to shoot a massive cum load down your fucking throat. I'm sure by now you've noticed. Oh, that my balls match the size of my cock. Oh, shit, shit, shit. I'm about to drown you in hot cum. Just a few more seconds. Oh, come on, take it deep. Take it all the way. I know you can go further than that, you bitch. Oh, all these nights, you've been taking everything from me and never giving. Oh, but yeah, it's your turn. Come on, choke on my dick. Choke on my massive cock. My massive Fuda cock. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Here it comes. Oh god, it's filling my shaft. Jesus Christ, what an amazing feeling. Oh, your mouth. Here it comes. Here it comes. Oh my. Oh, god damn it, I'm coming. Oh, so hard. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Fucking. Oh, Christ. Come on. Lick it clean. Clean it off. Come on. Make it nice and polished for me. Oh, God. Oh, my God. What a feeling. Oh, you little bastard. I had never had a blowjob before, but for my first time, I think you did a wonderful job. You licked and sucked, using your tongue and lips like a pro. I think you even enjoyed it after a while. And you swallowed all of my cum, only choking once or twice. I have had many, many orgasms in my life, and they are fucking awesome. But this feeling is totally different. It was totally centered in my cock and balls. It is like getting a jolt of electricity that feels better than anything you can imagine. Now, I still have at least 2 hours left with this cock, and I can hardly wait for my next orgasm. Now, you pissant, I'm going to take a few minutes to rest, and then I'm going to fuck your goddamn asshole. I want my Fuda cock to be at its full length and hardness. Ugh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Jesus Christ, you griping little baby. Whine if you want. But you've fucked my ass often enough. Now I'm going to get mine. This time, I'll be nice and use lots of lube. I don't want to rip you open on my first attempt at butt fucking. Oh, sweetheart. This has already been one of the best nights of my life. Growing a huge cock, getting a blowjob, face-fucking, and the best goddamn orgasm ever. And to think I owe it all to you and the way you fucking treat me. Holy hell, you damn bastard. While I rest, if you want to jack off your goddamn blue-balled cock, go ahead. I'm certainly not going to do it for you.